Thank you for calling West Bond.
Yeah, how you doing? Is Phyllis in?
Hey, may I ask who's calling, please?
Yeah, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. She just emailed me.
With Jeremiah with the Bank of what?
Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Yeah, Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay, one moment, please.
Okay.
This is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. This is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, Jeremiah. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I actually got your email that you sent to Abby because she had actually gone to a different department, so all her emails got forwarded to me. But I just wanted to touch base with you just to kind of give you a little bit of information and answer any questions you might have. Absolutely.
Okay.
So what type of machine are you guys looking at?
We're looking at we're a manufacturing company, and we're looking at a machine, what is it, CMM, that we can use to do our checking of all our parts and that kind of thing. So right now, we're looking at that, and then a couple months from now, we're going to be buying another lathe. So we're basically trying to figure out how we're going to finance this.
Sure.
And Abigail had called me in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, I'll touch base and see what you guys have to offer. We're looking right now of spending about $300,000.
Okay.
I'm kind of getting the idea you guys are like a $100 credit line sort of thing.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
No, absolutely not. We actually, equipment is our bread and butter. I just help a company get over almost close to $2 million worth of equipment. So the amount is not the issue at all. We can definitely help you. Are you looking currently anywhere else right now? Like, have you gone to your local bank or?
Wells Fargo's been financing our equipment with us for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And when Abigail called me, she says, well, I see Wells Fargo is financing your equipment, blah, 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 blah. So I thought, okay, I will call. Yes, I'm waiting for my rep at Wells Fargo to call me back as well.
Okay. So you did contact them. They just haven't got you back to
Friday.
It's
Friday, you know.
Absolutely. No, I totally understand.
You know how that goes, Jeremiah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm in Friday mode, too, as well.
Anyway, so what we want to do is, you know, like I said, find out how we can go about financing this. I know I can do it for Wells Fargo. That I have no question about because they finance most of our equipment here. But what I'm looking to do is see who else could I be working with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What kind of interest rates are you guys looking at right now?
Well, we're typically, it really depends on what you guys look like on paper. If you're working with Wells Fargo, you're going to, obviously, you're qualifying for some of the best rates out there. So I know my top customers usually start in the low single digits there, and then just kind of
Okay, well, low single digits could be 3 point something all the way up to 9 point something, you know?
Correct. What are you guys used to?
We're used to less than 5.
Okay. 5 is you know, a number we definitely can do, possibly lower. It's hard for me to tell without seeing your credit.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, overpromise and underdeliver. So,
but
I know I can get you an answer in about 24, 48 hours where I don't know what Wells Fargo can do. And I know we have different types of programs as well. So I'm not sure if Wells Fargo just gives you one program and one choice and you guys can take it or leave it. We'll kind of give you a few different options that kind of works best for your guys' business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're a manufacturing business. We've been around for 50 years.
Oh, wow.
And we're a small, privately held company.
Okay. That's exactly who we work with, and we love building relationships with other businesses. We are a relationship business bank, and we strive on that, and we love to work with you guys and try to earn that business and hopefully keep you coming back. So we know it's competitive out there, and we are in that same type of race with all the other banks, so we're going to be very competitive.
Okay. Okay, so you would finance... say finance. I'm looking for a lease, probably, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, depending on the payments.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So.
Lease 3 to 5 years. Okay. And do you already have a vendor picked out for this equipment?
For the CMM equipment, we do.
For the CMM equipment, I already have a vendor. Not delay yet, because that's a few months from now.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a couple months from now.
Okay. How much is
the
How much is that CMM?
It's about $100,000.
Okay.
The quote I have right now is $91,000, but we have to add a few things onto it.
Okay. About $100,000. Okay. And how much did you guys do in sales last year? Just curious to see your volume of your business.
$7.5 million.
Okay. Good. And is it the ownership breakdown of the business? Is it one owner? Is it a partnership?
It's a corporation. We have one major stockholder that owns about 80% of the company, and then we have four minor stockholders.
Okay, four minor. Perfect. Okay, and I'm sure your guys' business credit is pretty good, right?
It is, yes.
Okay, perfect. So it's actually a very simple process. What I would do is send over a one-page application. Basically, we would need the owner who's 80% to fill out or just signed the application.
It.
Yeah, I'm sure you will probably...
We know how that goes, yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. I just need his signature, and then I'll need about 4 months of your guys' business banks and the most recent tax return. Did you guys... do 2015 yet, or did you get an extension?
Our fiscal year is October 31st, would have been our 2014 taxes, which ended 10/31/15.
Perfect. Then that would work. 2014 would work. I can respond to your email here and kind of give you the list of what I need, but I just need those three things, and it's very simple. I can get you an answer as soon as I get that, and we can take it from there.
Okay. All right. So you're the first person I've actually talked to. So
okay.
You know, it's gonna, and I'm gonna be out of town for the next 2 weeks traveling. So I want to get started on this and get moving so we can, you know, figure out how we're gonna finance this. So if you'll get
Absolutely.
That information over to me, then I'll get it back to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I know you're probably going to be busy the rest of the day, but if for some reason you were able, I don't know what your time frame is or how much of a time crunch you guys are in, or how soon are you looking to bring on the equipment?
Oh, as soon as we, you know, finalize the deal and mm-hmm. figure out how we're going to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, I understand.
In a couple of weeks, and like I said, I'm going to be out of town traveling for the next 2 weeks, so
okay.
It won't be before then.
Got it. No problem. I'll just send you, I'll respond to your email, let you know what I need, I'll attach the application, and we'll stay in touch, and if you have any questions for me, Phyllis, just shoot me an email, and I will get back to you pretty quickly.
That sounds real good. And okay, now you're going to email me, so I'll have an email address. I'll be perfect.
Yes, I will. And all my contact info will be on there. So that way, instead of Abby, it'll now be myself as your contact.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
And I am a senior rep here, so I'm pretty familiar with a lot of the programs.
Okay, and you're not going to run off in a couple weeks.
No, I've been here for a while, so.
Okay.
Hey, you have a great weekend, Phyllis, and safe travels when you're traveling out there.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Talk to you
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.